Secondhand Fat. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We Americans have long wondered why it is that we seem to spontaneously plump up no matter what we do. And now, the latest study on fat reveals that we catch it from our friends. If you have an obese friend, the chances of you gaining weight go up 57%. An obese spouse only increases your chances 37%. Researchers actually documented that, on average, if an obese person gains 17 pounds, their best friend gains 5. And you say, well, Dave, what do you expect if you hang with ding-dong pushers? But no, that's not it. This can happen even though friends are hundreds of miles apart. The actual reason appears to be that your friends plant the image of what's an acceptable weight. They prime your brain to think that a few more pounds are okay. Now, the researchers hasten to add that you shouldn't stop making friends because of this. But it appears that it would be better for the nation's overall health if more of us started making thin friends. Of course, with two-thirds of Americans either overweight or obese, thin friends are getting harder and harder to find. And now with this study, they're going to be hopelessly overbooked. So perhaps, instead of trans fat bans and calorie counts on menus, what the government could do is hire thin people to be our friends. You may have to recruit overseas, bring them in on special thin person visas, but nothing else has worked. And maybe this won't work either. But even if the federal Thin Friend Initiative doesn't end up making you thin, the study indicates that there's an excellent chance the friendship will make your thin friend fat so that one way or the other you end up feeling better about yourself. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.